The internet allows individual workers to go public with experiences that trigger public outcry. The results can be swift and often far more severe than they might be for complaints made internally. On Twitter, the hashtag MeToo movement was at its core, a mass action by women against workplace harassment, intimidation, and bullying, and it brought about the downfall of hundreds of senior executives. Even small incidents can provoke mass outrage. About a year ago, a Banana Republic clerk wrote on Facebook that her district manager had told her to remove the box braids she wore because they were too urban and unprofessional. Her post was shared more than 16,000 times, and soon after, the company said the manager had been fired. Some 230 new worker groups have sprung up in the past decade, forming the backbone of what's come to be called alt-labor. Among them, Organization United for Respect, known as OUR or OUR, has become expert at uniting workers through technology. Spun out of a movement by Walmart workers to petition the country's biggest employer for change after several traditional union drives failed. The group has broadened its mandate to include all low-wage workers, particularly in retail. When Toys R Us, preparing for liquidation, said it wouldn't pay severance to more than 30,000 employees, our organizers stepped in. They ran online ads to reach workers, connecting them first with a peer-to-peer texting tool, then one-on-one phone calls, then committee calls. The workers gathered in Facebook groups to commiserate, share strategies, and organize demonstrations online and in real life. Eventually, KKR and Bain Capital, the company's private equity owners, agreed to put up $20 million for ex-employees, short of the 75 million workers say they are owed, but a concession the firms weren't legally obliged to make. Our is now putting Sears Holdings Corporation employees in touch with Toys R Us workers who can preach the power of collective action. Like roughly 95% of all retail workers, Toys R Us and Sears employees aren't in a union. Historically, retail's been a hard industry to organize. Unions were built when the U.S. economy was powered by factories, employing thousands of people. When it comes to retail, there are just too many stores, with too few employees attached to each. Turnover is high, and management is often quite hostile. The same is true for restaurants. Even big companies with thousands of workers on one campus, Google or Tesla Inc., for example, are a mix of vendors, contractors, employees, supervisors, and managers who can't often be represented by a traditional union.